It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. In just a few minutes, we're going to look at some great ways to enjoy the fall, even during a pandemic season, ways to get out and do cool stuff or stay in and do some cool stuff. You can join in at 800-642-1234 as Labor Day weekend. You know, it kind of marks the unofficial end of summer. Well, here it is, the real deal coming up, autumn rolling around early next week. COVID-19 is affecting our plans, but we could still have a lot of fun, our next guest says. She wrote a piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that has 50 activities you can do with your kids this fall, even with all the stuff going on. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite things to do in fall? How do you plan to enjoy the season despite, you know, social distancing, mask wearing, and crowd avoiding? What have you and your family done already since the weather turned more fall-like? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Amy Schwabe is a reporter who writes family-focused stories for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks.
Now, I'm a person, I get excited for fall. I like fall. Does fall get you excited to do cool fall-y stuff?
Yeah, I think I finally admitted to my family a few years ago that fall's my favorite season. Before I was all like, oh, summer because of summer vacation. But now fall in Wisconsin is just so beautiful.
Yeah, talk a little more. What is it about fall that that makes you happy?
Well, I think it's not too hot, but it's still nice enough to get outside. And that's kind of perfect. You know, during the pandemic, we still have time to enjoy ourselves outside before. And then kind of get into that transition of, you know, thinking of some cozy things to do inside.
Now, you wrote a piece with 50 suggestions, mainly geared toward families, though I think a lot of us could appreciate them with or without kids. One kind of category, a lot of things are closed, but there are still things we could find out that are open and kind of friendly, even in the COVID-19 time. What kind of outings do you have in mind?
Well, definitely for fall, in my family, it's always apple picking and pumpkin picking, and most of the orchards and farms are open. They have, you know, they have COVID restrictions for social distancing and some capacity requirements sometimes. But for the most part, if you stay with your, you know, your household members, you can have fun just getting all those fall things and getting them in the house and making some, you know, apple pie, pumpkin pie, all those great smells of the fall.
And another great outing that's easy to be pretty socially distanced at, leaf viewing. I checked out the charts from the state earlier today. We're just starting to see some changes. There's a lot of great colors ahead of us. Do you have favorite places you like to go to see the leaves?
Well, I know that we would always drive up by Holy Hill and, you know, just around whatever neighborhood you live in, you can find places to go. I mean, nice neighborhood walks, hikes, biking, just, you know, jumping in the leaves, I think everywhere.
Let's bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Michelle is with us in, Janesville. Michelle, hi.
Hi. So I would like to share a hobby that my family does. Fall just seems like the best season to do it because the weather is perfect. But it's basically a worldwide scavenger hunt called letterboxing.
What is that? I'm not familiar with that.
So letterboxing is kind of like geocaching, but you don't need a GPS device. You go online and there's a website that you can find the names of different boxes and then the clues that go with those boxes. And you have to go find these boxes. And instead of leaving a little trinket or taking something like geocaching, you stamp your image in their journal. And then they have a hand-carved stamp in their box that you then stamp in your journal. And it's a worldwide hobby.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun. And yeah, fall sounds like a great time to do it. Have you been out in the last couple of weeks, or do you have plans coming up, Michelle?
Yes, we actually were out last weekend at Beckman Mill in Beloit. And this weekend, I think we're planning on going to Madison.
Well, now hold on. You're leaving me in suspense here. Did you find the box in Beloit?
Well, we found two out of the three that we were searching for. So pretty good day.
Michelle, thank you so much. I love that. Thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. Amy, any other fun, I guess, outdoor hobby suggestions that you compiled for your list?
Well, one thing that was big in spring and summer as the pandemic was starting was sidewalk chalk. And a lot of people were getting really creative with it and kind of like writing inspiring messages. And I had actually been interviewing some of the toy stores in the area, and they were all selling out of sidewalk chalk, but they're getting their supplies back in. And there are fun things to do, like doing those messages for people out on their walks. And also, I had read another idea that was kind of like looking for famous artwork, like even look on the art museum's website or something like that, and then just everybody in your family trying to recreate it.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Michelle, we are talking to Amy Schwabe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She wrote a piece. You can find it at jsonline.com. 50 suggestions for families of stuff that you could do during the fall in Wisconsin, even during COVID-19. Now, Amy, a lot of your suggestions involve kind of getting creative. If we're stuck at home more, you found some creative uses for our house and yard. First of all, let's go outside a little bit since the weather's still nice. What kind of things can we do maybe in our own backyard to shake things up?
Well, I think this year is going to be big for decorating the yard for Halloween. I have been starting to talk to people about they're kind of letting their kids like take over, like maybe with jack-o'-lanterns, building your own scarecrows. And even if you're not, if there's one person who was talking about how they're not spending a bunch of money on trick-or-treat candy this year, and instead they're just going all out with buying decorations. So that's one idea.
You also made a plug for backyard camping. Even if you can't get a production together to go out and camp in the parks, just a tent in the yard can do the job.
For sure. Just have your tent in the yard, get out there, and, you know, the ghost stories, the board games, puzzles, s'mores if you have a fire pit. But even if you don't have a fire pit, just do it on the grill.
And you also looked for some indoor activities, maybe when the weather isn't so nice, kind of, I guess, along the theme of planning events indoors. I think there was the idea of movie festivals. Can you give us some suggestions along those lines?
Well, I know the movie theaters are starting to open back up, but a lot of people don't really feel safe going to them. And frankly, there's not a lot to see yet. So I always, with my kids when they were little, now they're teenagers now and they're willing to, we kind of all have the same likes and dislikes now. But when they were little, one thing we would do was do a marathon of movies that we were trying to introduce them to from our childhood. So we shared a lot of fun ones that way. A good one for this time of year is Ghostbusters.
And are you already starting to plan? I'm a little ahead of the game here. Are you starting to think about a Halloween film festival with the teenagers?
Well, yeah, that's a good thing to start thinking. I haven't started thinking about it yet, but yeah, definitely that one. And I think any, you know, frankly, the beginning, one of the reasons I love fall so much is you start thinking about all the winter holidays. So I think it's a good year to get out ahead of stuff and start planning to be creative.
Yeah. And as we hit winter and we might get a little bit of cabin fever, especially since we may not still not be able to go to the indoor locations, how can we shake things up around the house to make it feel new and fun again, especially maybe with the younger kids?
One thing that and I know a lot of kids are doing virtual school right now and probably will be going back and forth between virtual school. And for the kids who are even younger than school age, since everybody's kind of around each other all the time, one thing that I was thinking was a good idea is to kind of have a space for each person. Even if you don't have room for like a whole room for a person, if it could be just like a corner of the house and let them like deck it out, like blankets, build a fort, do whatever they want. And if they are doing virtual school, just let them have school in their fort.
Yeah, a lot of your ideas, I love this, are kind of letting the kids take the driver's seat and just saying, you know what, maybe we relinquish a little bit of control here and let them set up their surroundings the way they want to. I think that's a fun way to think about it. Is that something you see people embracing, especially with the new school year?
I think so. And I think that especially since, I mean, so many things are canceled and it's hard to think of things that are interesting, you know, kind of get your kids involved instead of trying to set everything up yourself. One thing that I would do for my younger daughter as in spring and then in summer, since everything was canceled, when she would come and she'd be bored and looking for something to do, I would be like, well, why don't you make something? Cause she was always hungry. And I would just like, open up the pantry and the refrigerator. I'm like, go for it. And for younger kids, you probably do have to set things up a little bit more, but even just setting out like a bunch of candy, cereal, cupcakes, frosting, let them go to town. You can clean it up. It's fine.
That's basically how I eat anyway. Now you also, you know, a lot of in-person events are canceled, but you talk about a few in the Milwaukee area and elsewhere that we can still join virtually. So talk about, you know, the joy of maybe going online for some of those cool activities.
There are some cool activities online. I know that a lot of like the recreation departments that don't have things in person yet do have things like, I know there are things like Mommy and Me yoga types of things. And also the places like the museums who aren't going to have field trips this year, obviously, they've started setting up some virtual field trips that even if you're not a teacher, you can be part of, because frankly, a lot of parents are teachers this school year.
And as we wrap up, do you have plans on the books for, I guess, what's technically the last official weekend of summer?
Well, we're going to try to go apple picking.
Nice.
So, yeah. And that's one of my favorite activities from when my kids were little, to make apple people. Just give them, it's along the same lines as the opening the kitchen up to them, but just let them like make faces with candy and cereal and frosting on apples. And then the bonus of that is they have fun and they're actually eating an apple.
Win-win. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks.
Amy Schwabe is a reporter who writes family-focused stories at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with her about activities we can do with kids during the ongoing pandemic this fall. You can check out her piece, 50 Ideas, there. We've got a link at wpr.org/centraltime.